Sports and Stuff Radio.
We back, Sports and Stuff Show. We the Bad Boys of Podcast, man. Hey, B. Lewis here. Got CP3 in the building.
What's up?
No Blow Joe in the building. AP Squared in the building. Big DJ in the back. We live from the Rocket Bar. Rocket Bar. Downtown DC. Across from that Capital One, man. I think they got a concert tonight.
This is America. Don't get you slipping up.
Childish Gambino, man. Look, I told somebody about him the other day. They act like they ain't know who he was. Donald Glover.
It wasn't no acting, man. Look, man. Hey, look, man. Since you're going to put me on the spot, look, man.
Put yourself. I said somebody.
No. Look, man. I'm going to be real with y'all, man. All right. We all the same age, you know what I'm saying? And I grew up listening to hip-hop in the late 80s, early 90s. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And it was a different form of music than it is now. Mm-hmm. So, to be honest with y'all, probably about 5-6 years ago, man, I checked out, man. I checked out with this shit. I mean, I listened to my old shit.
Oh, this rap shit? Yeah, mumble rap.
My brother, you know, my brother who's younger, you know, he'll always let me hear some of the new shit that's out right now. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So I'm still somewhat in tune, but dog, this ain't the same shit that we grew up. This ain't hip hop.
Some of these young niggas, they
I don't know about Childish Gambino. I can't speak on him.
Nah, you know what I'm saying? I ain't even gonna fake. I ain't fucking with him. He's some shit.
It's okay.
That song, hey,
I trust my man's opinion.
That's far as music wise.
Now
he's a talented.
Are you serious?
All right, young, don't catch you slipping. I'm being funny. I don't fuck with that shit. That shit weak.
I mean,
all I need to hear.
No talent. Oh no, he's a fucking talented.
I know
actor,
he's an actor. Yeah,
writer, producer, all it. He's fucking.
That doesn't make him a great rapper.
No, he's a fucking talented artist. The show Atlanta, I like that shit a lot.
Right.
Y'all niggas watch
that. Right.
But
right,
ain't
right,
he gonna
right.
like.
Have y'all listened to his album?
Nah,
I've never heard of him, so you know I ain't heard it.
I can't.
He got a song on the radio, and y'all have heard it. I stay woke. Dun, dun, dun,
I know about that too. Stay woke. Yeah, okay.
See, that song right
catchy.
There. It's catchy. It's called Redbone. But all I'm gonna say is he got that Outkast.
No. You better not give him Outkast.
Hold on. You ain't let me finish.
Yeah, I'm listening.
He got that Outkast, Erykah Badu kind of.
Man, nah, dog.
Yeah. So y'all saying that because y'all old, man.
Yeah.
I can't. I,
and that's what I'm
Outkast
saying.
Some of the greatest lyricists
that's what
ever.
I was about to
you
say.
Can't,
like,
you can't say Outkast and great.
I'll admit,
Donald Glover.
I'll admit, I'm on some dinosaur shit. Like, Slim, I just live in the past. When it come to music, I live in the past or I listen to some back or I ain't listening to shit. You know what I'm saying? Shit, I'll listen to my daughter's little nursery rhyme songs or some shit. Like, dog, this ain't hip-hop, dog. Like, this
okay.
shit that's
not
going
everybody.
On now.
Okay. I'm
saying
fucking
everybody.
With Migos, though.
See, that's
I'm
man,
fucking with them.
I just,
they
see,
get me hype. That's my workout music.
No.
They get you amped.
No, I get
that's
you.
My
but
shit.
See, I can listen to some other shit that get me amped when I'm in the gym. You know what I'm saying? Like, but see, to me, with Migos, man, Slim, we done heard that before.
They ain't mumble rap, though.
I didn't say they was mumble rap. I'm saying that shit that they banging, we done heard that shit time after time already. They taking what Gucci already did, who Pat already did, who Master P already did. Like, Slim, that shit has been done over and over and over and over again.
Trap
and
music.
You're right. And when you and listen,
that's
and when you're not that
music.
Good of a lyricist, when your shit is just simple ABC shit, I'm speaking for myself. That ain't what I'm trying to hear.
I get you. But
I've been listening to it for 20-something years. 30 years.
I mean, trap music, niggas can relate to the
of
trap,
of course
though.
I can relate
to it. You know what I'm saying?
But what I'm saying, though, is I've been relating to it for 20-something years.
Nah,
like,
I
need to hear more.
Yeah.
I need to hear more.
I got you.
And y'all niggas can't rap. These niggas now can't rap. The shit's on the radio, these niggas can't
overall,
rap.
Oh, yeah.
Migos can't rap, dog.
I mean, could P rap?
Huh?
Yeah, right. Oh, yeah. Come on, man.
Okay, nah, now time out, B. Hold up.
I'm with B on that one. Come
okay,
on now.
Okay, listen.
What?
Let me,
yo,
let me,
what you mean? Come on, Slim.
And
we
gonna,
rap.
Hey, we're going to have to let AP Square get on the mic
on
this.
On
but let me go first. Let me go first.
P ain't had no flow.
Let me go first.
Let me go first.
Oh, okay. My bad.
Go first. Sound man talking right.
Sound man, AP Square. What you got?
He didn't have to know how to rap. P is an empire.
He is a mogul.
He's like
he
what,
is.
What,
you're right.
Diddy or like Drake.
Snoop Dogg. He taught Snoop. Say he gave him the game.
Right. And gave these niggas the business.
Yeah. You know what I mean? So.
Now,
so he don't got
he
no
have,
rap.
You know, he didn't have the most lyrical skills, but the shit that he was talking about.
No, don't give him that. See,
what you mean?
That's true.
The hood visions that he put in your mind was shit that we all either witnessed. or we knew people that witnessed it.
We
want to
make
real.
It. Yeah, we want to make it happen.
Shit was real.
Yeah,
you know what I'm
time
saying?
Out.
He's
me
about
jump
making
in
shit
right
happen.
Yeah, let me jump in right there though, cause see, Joe, this is what we talking about. Like, Young, you right. P definitely wasn't a lyricist. I give you that 100%. No, the nigga could not rap like that. You're right. But the difference between somebody like P and somebody like Migos is the fact that P let you know real life. He wasn't just talking about pumping and banging and all the good shit. Yeah, you get cars and jewelry and all that shit like Migos do.
But
this nigga P
talking about that too, though.
Let me finish.
Yeah,
he was talking about cars and jewelry, but talking about nigga, you'll end up dead. You'll end up locked up. He lets you know about the real truth about the game, which is not what these dudes do now. All they do now is talk about taking all types of crazy drugs, pills, all types of stupid shit.
I ain't gonna say Migos do all that.
I ain't talking. Nah, I'm talking more so in general. Yeah, yeah,
majority.
Right. I'm talking more so in general. Let me take Migos out of that.
I ain't gonna say they be on that.
Let me take them out of that. I'm just saying in general.
Talking dumb shit.
Yeah. Talking some bullshit. That's why I don't listen to this shit. All they're doing is promoting and corrupting
the youth.
And it's funny because when I was a teenager.
You heard the same thing.
Exactly. Father Payne used to tell me this all the time. You're going to think differently
rest
when you get older.
Down,
yeah, rest in peace, Father Payne. Shouts out, man.
Slim,
I ain't
never seen a funeral like that, man. This man touched so many lives. Lives of the youth, man. Duke Ellington, what was his position in?
When he died, he was a principal.
He was the principal at Duke Ellington, man. They had to have his funeral in the shrine. So many young people and so many people he had touched. Man wanted to come out and pay respect to him, man. I've never seen nothing like it, man.
It's true.
Shout out to him, man. I know he watching down on us, man. And,
I'm one of thousands, man.
But
I'm one of thousands.
Yeah, but on the wildest shit, though, man. Just on some other shit, man. Like I said, my stepbrother died, on Friday, man. Father Payne died unexpectedly.
Yeah.
Slim, I remember Young, not long before that, we was at your house at a cookout, man,
right.
Drinking Heineken's, man.
Tim,
right before it happened.
Right.
I'm talking about,
all
I feel like it could have been a week.
It was a month before. And
it
Tim,
was a couple fucking
do
weeks.
Do you know Chrissy's grandfather died that same year, too? And he was there, too.
Oh, yeah.
Him
chilling.
And father, yeah,
oh,
they
oh,
all
oh,
was there chilling.
OG chilling. He get the chair.
He was, remember, he was sitting
I
in the
I already
chair.
Know. He get the seat.
And that was the last, you know what I'm saying?
Shit can happen like that, man.
Just
it's happened
like
to a number
promise.
Of dudes, man.
Fats,
dope.
Shout
you know
out
what I'm saying?
Dope, man. Shout
you know,
out to
these
dope,
other
man.
Niggas who just died unexpectedly, Fats. Man. Niggas from Hampton with us, man. They say dope, man. Had a motherfucking heart attack at work, man.
Yeah.
You know, and just passed like that, man. I had seen him not long, before he passed, man. So
that's why it's so important to cherish every day. And,
every day.
And if you have that day, go as hard as you can every day.
And to that note, man, I don't even want to take it there or get too emotional with it or nothing. But if your mom is still around, man, give her an extra hug, man. Call her.
You know, I know that.
Yeah, I know you
me,
know.
Me,
I,
you
yeah,
got
we.
That.
I know. And I know y'all too feel us on that because y'all been around. You know what I'm saying? But give her an extra hug, man. If you don't, talk to your mom all the time or speak to her every day or every week or whatever, man, give her a call, man.
Yeah,
let her know you're thinking about her, man. Because trust me, you will wake up one day and be shocked that you call her and she won't answer the phone.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? It will happen just like that. That's what happened to me.
Happens to everybody.
Eight years ago.
Yeah.
It's almost
it don't
8 years
happen to everybody,
now.
Man. A lot of people still, man. My father, he
shout
just lost his
pops,
mother
man.
Recently. You know what I'm saying? Yeah,
man.
I mean...
Oh,
so
yeah,
my mother grandma lived
right,
to be
right.
like 90 fucking five.
No,
years old, man.
But I'm saying at some point, if
you
still gonna live,
point,
it's gonna happen.
You know,
right.
But we being young, I was still a teenager when it happened for me.
Yeah.
You know, Chris was a young man. You know, I still remember the day, man. We, when we went through that, together.
We,
but I said we. You know,
no,
of course,
man.
You know, it ain't nothing to that, man. Slim, but I say, man, Nas got a line, man. He got the realest line ever. He say, your mother's the closest thing to God that you ever have, kid.
Damn.
Like, if y'all niggas ain't heard nothing, man, that's the realest line
the realest
that nigga
shit.
Ever said to me. You know what I'm saying? I fuck with a whole lot of that shit, but he said that. That shit sits in my head, and it's some shit I never fucking forget.
Back to the topic. That's it. That's we need more hip hop like that.
You know what I'm saying? That's prime example.
And thank you for bringing up
prime
Nas because you bringing up something else that
a fucking vicious ass lyricist.
Then, yeah, right. Because thank you for bringing up Nas, another one of my old time favorites, hell man. Yeah. But when he came out with that album, Life Is Good, man, he had a song dedicated basically to him becoming a dad. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And he has a daughter. I'm not sure how old she is. I guess she's a teenager or young adult, whatever. With, yeah.
By Kellis, right? Kellis?
Yeah, yeah. I think she's a teenager or something like that. Her. Right, yeah, yeah. yeah. But
I heard they trying to smack him up. They be trying to smack him over the head with child support, right. some issue. But
yeah, him and Shawty got their issues. Yeah, whatever, they got an issue. You know what I'm saying?
Something.
But
you know,
he had a line on one of the songs that he made, basically about, you know, having a daughter and raising his daughter. Like, man, you know, they say I don't remember the bars, you know, word for word, but the basic point of what he said was, you know, they say basically the guys who, I guess,
who do the most,
yeah,
have
daughters, end up having daughters, you know what I'm saying?
But I've heard niggas say that though.
I'll say this, amongst most of the dudes I know, that shit is true.
Oh, I ain't even gonna say niggas' names, but I'm
not saying anyone's names.
I know
I'm just saying
niggas who was over my house. Did you say you was arguing with? You know what I'm saying? Niggas done the ultimate. I haven't seen no other motherfucker that do more than these motherfuckers. He had daughters.
Exactly.
Oh, the nigga just had another daughter.
He did.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He got two daughters now.
Damn.
You know what I'm saying? So.
And I know him, and I don't know him as well as you, but exactly. I already know.
My man goes in. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Some shit we'd have had conversations about as far as women. I'm like, damn, cuz, for real?
I've been around for a few of them.
You
going to
do it like
wild.
That?
Yeah.
He like, young, yes, that's how we fucking doing it. Like, oh, shit. I want keys and purse. Like, damn, for real, though? Keys and purse? You'll take it all, huh? Yeah, I take all that shit. What the fuck she supposed to do? She'll get it again. Like, what? Niggas are really like, damn, you gonna do it like that?
Real life Jody Joe's out. Real life Jody's out here, man. You know it's real life Jody's, man. Yo, they exist.
Niggas going like that.
Yeah.
Okay, whatever.
Exactly. It just make me think, you know what I'm saying? Like now, because, you know, I have a daughter. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Not that I'm putting myself in that category of people who's doing the most, you know, it just happened like that,
right,
you know.
Exactly.
Sure.
You know what I'm saying? It just,
right,
you know, we
hypothetically,
can't
right?
Yeah, sure, right, right. Hypothetically, sure. You know what I'm saying? But man, it's a crazy world out here, though.
Hip-hop,
man.
Hip-hop.
You know what I'm saying?
Hip hop contributes to a lot of it.
It is. It does. Go ahead.
You know, because like I said, I mean, we pretty much talking about the realest in hip hop. That's how it all started about hip hop and how it contributes to, I guess, the next generation and our way of thinking. So
hold on. I just want to be clear because y'all are obviously more tuned in with the newest. So are y'all okay with the direction of where hip hop is going? Like, B, I know you have a child. How would you feel about
it? I look at it as it is what it is. We can't control it. I mean, if you try to micromanage and look too deep into it, I mean, of course you're always going to criticize it, but if you just come to terms with it, if you just come to terms with it and just like, all right, I'm gonna just live in the moment and just say this, it is what it is at this moment, then I think you can turn out a lot better, because I know we all come from the same generation. You know, we could go back as far as The Message, Grandmaster Flash, and you know what I mean? We could go back as far as that, as far as
we
the messages.
We ain't going back that far.
Well,
I mean, we're not, but not, I'm saying.
Not for us.
We were alive.
Yeah,
yeah.
We were alive,
but my point is that I'm sure it was people out here at that time that were younger than them, or they were older than them, that were saying like, oh, what is this shit?
Right. And people going to do that, period.
They're going to do that regardless.
And just like we doing that, you
like,
know.
It doesn't matter if it's 2000, 2010, 2020, 2030, and beyond. People are always older are going to be like, man, what in the hell?
That ain't real music.
Because even I catch myself sometimes riding in the car like, man, what is this bullshit?
But some of that shit sound fluke.
Right.
This little this, little pump, little this
what
guy,
this?
I can't, little this
and
guy.
And what's the dude with Spanish dude with all that stuff in his car?
Tekashi 6ix9ine.
Oh, my
faking
God.
Like he trying to get served. He trying to get his
Slim,
shit
if this was the
back.
90s, Younger yeah. Mudder already got yeah, his
think,
shit pushed
know,
back.
You know what?
He probably wouldn't even be in a game on some real live shit. This is the 90s.
And I think the biggest difference is between us and them is the internet.
That's true.
Yep.
The internet, you could be.
We were alive when the internet. We were right, teenagers when the internet was created.
The internet.
We live. Like, yeah, and these youngers don't know about living without the internet.
Exactly,
this shit wasn't around when we fucking were born.
I'm not depending on it.
Yeah.
I'm not depending on the internet.
I still remember having a phone where you know. So a lot of this stuff is generated.
I ain't had one in college. I ain't had one until after college.
Exactly.
Me personally,
I thought you had one. You had one your last year, yeah.
Last year.
Yeah, I think you
maybe
had
my
one
last year. I could have had one.
That big ass Nokia,
you know,
Joan.
But it was later shit.
Blue Joan, the Blue Joan with the big ass numbers.
Cut it up. Yeah. I might have had one at the end.
I didn't get one until I stepped on, and I had to pay for that shit myself.
Yeah, exactly.
That's the only way I got it.
Hip hop, man, that shit determined, but the youth determine that, man. The youth determine the way, man, they going, man. I mean, Slim, we about hip hop. Yeah, old school shit. That was our shit. We still listen to old shit. I mean, it still relates, man. Right. Pac, one of the greatest rappers ever alive. Right. You can listen to his shit today, and it fucking still relatable, you know, to anything, man. Yeah. Biggie, whatever. All the old school niggas that we used to listen to, man. You can run down the whole fucking No Limit. Mm-hmm. G2 a Key. Fucking Rap-A-Lot Records. You know what I'm saying? All that
keep
shit.
Going.
You know
I want you to keep going, though.
Eight Ball, MJG. What you talking about? You know what I'm saying?
The whole Suave House.
Take me back, man. Keep going.
Yeah, all this shit, man, that we was on. Red Man. Shit, Man, Red the Man. I ain't going to fake Dos Effects. You know what I'm saying? Back
Quan, one of my favorites.
It's a long list. The whole fucking
list. It's a long
Wu-Tang,
list. So when y'all youngins, if any youngins, I guess 25 and under, listen to this, whenever y'all hear us talking about this, is because, man, this is where we live.
G2 a Key, man.
This is where we live.
Check it out. Yeah, right.
One of the greatest rap albums ever.
Like, not even trying to be a old hater on a generation, but. I mean, y'all just got to feel that shit.
Right.
Like, y'all just got to feel that shit. Like, our shit wasn't on no, it just wasn't colorful, man. Like, today, shit too colorful for me, man.
My man Jeezy's still in the game. Y'all we still relate. Yeah, he's still in the game. He kind of leaving the game.
No, but
he is the old head of the game.
But that's who I'm talking about. Saying? People like Jeezy.
He the last of a damn breed. Type shit.
Shout out to Face.
Yeah, exactly.
One of my favorite albums.
Young and y'all
in
niggas listen to that. Young
one of my favorite albums in history. You know what I'm saying? Check out that song on that album. Sorry for what? That's one of the best songs I ever heard, man. Shout out. Thank you. See? That's one of
Bumby True.
I had to let my mother hear that song, man. That song was so impactful for me, man. Sorry for what? That's a powerful song for me personally, you know? But see, that's what I'm talking about, man. Hip-hop could do shit like that back then. Some powerful shit that could get you a song.
I think it could get you through some shit. Yeah, I think it is.
I don't hear shit like that anymore.
The difference is what CP3 is talking about is it's not a message in the music.
Yeah.
I got ice.
Yeah, right.
I got money.
Right. I
got hoes. That's it.
And take it all the way back to where we originally started with Master P. P would talk about that shit. I got money. I got hoes. But he let you know the dangers that came with that shit.
Yeah, yeah.
He let you know the risk that came with that shit.
I'm just a black man trapped in this white world.
Slim.
That last
Mama
dog.
Pray for you, baby. Come on, like, dog. I know it was funny.
He was a biter, though. He was a biter.
We all know that. We all know where
he
was
a biter.
True, he was a multiple. Yeah, he was. It was wasn't just Pac. He bit multiple mammies. But P is still one of my favorites, just because man, he kept it real, and there was always a message behind this shit.
C Murder got one. Piggyback on what he said about running the realest line. C Murder said, if it wasn't for No Limit, it wouldn't be no money in rapping. If it wasn't for No Limit, it wouldn't be no money in.
There's some truth to that.
If it wasn't for it wasn't for No Limit, it wouldn't be no money in
rapping.
It's on a song called Kick Dough. UGK, C Murder, Master P. Youngins. All the youngins out here, if y'all go to YouTube right now, it's called Pull a Kick Dough. C Murder, Master P, UGK.
Check it out.
Pimp C, check out.
Yeah, check it out. Matter of fact, y'all need to check out Pimp C's whole discography, man, for real.
So,
if you really want to get down to the shit.
All that.
Sweet James Jones stories.
All right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man, we just sitting here talking about the realest in hip-hop. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to be right back at y'all.
Shout out to Backyard, too. Talking about real niggas. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Backyard, man. Uptown, right?
Yeah, of course.
Hobart.
Hobart.
I'm from North East, though. But, yeah.
Riding
uptown's
high
in my roots, you know. That's,
on the west side.
You know. Hey, made a left on
what? MLK. Anyway. But, yeah, we're going to take a quick break, man. B. Lewis, CP3, the real CP3. No Blow joining the building. This is a Sports and Stuff show, the Bad Boys of Podcast. We're going to get back at y'all in a minute, man. Peace.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.